Getting to stock picks this evening, Jonathan, yours is a super group. It's the stock that you have picked before, I think,
over the last
couple of years, and it's done well.
It's done well. I mean, over the last year, the share price has actually come down, and I think so. It's a transport logistics company, also with dealerships in South Africa, Australia, Europe, and the UK. It's actually 50% of the business is South African. The other 50% is offshore. They've done quite well recently. Junior end results, which came out late August, they grew headline earnings by 12.7%, which in my mind is a good result in this kind of market. Part of the reasons why they did that is their their supply chain Africa business, which does bulk commodities shipping in Southern Africa, has done very well because of the commodity boom. It's a well-run business. We like it. Also, a return on equity of about 14.7%. Good management. Yeah. And, you know,
and cheaper now than it was a year ago.
Correct. They're trading on a P of, what's it, seven times.
Okay. Seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Trickus, what are you buying at the moment?
Raytheon. RTN on the New York Stock Exchange. RTN. Romeo Tango November. So it's one of the defense majors, one of the four big defense companies. We've owned it for about 4 years, I think. I punted it about 4 years ago, made a bit of money with it. It's pulled back from its highs, and I think it provides a bit of an entry at around these levels. Better entry, obviously, at the beginning of the year, as most of the market gave us, but still at these levels, not extremely expensive for a company that is very defensive in the light of the perpetual the habit of the American government to keep spending on defense as quite a big part of the budget that won't change under a Republican
that industrial
government.
Military complex ain't going nowhere.
That is actually a big social welfare complex for America. That's the welfare state, basically. And that won't go away. A lot of jobs will be lost everywhere if they downsize that as a part of defense, defense spending. So it's defensive, to excuse the pun. Mm. And then they're growing by supplying technology product to America's allies. And they're doing quite well there, growing there. And I like them more than the other defense players, because they have they're more into the high technology space. They do rocketry, and they do not aerospace like in planes, but satellite type of stuff. It's high tech stuff, and I think that's where it's going.
Yeah. Okay. That's, well, we'll do our homework on Raytheon. Thanks very much to you both for joining us this evening. Jonathan Fisher is from PSG Wealth Santander, Drikus Komprek is from Capicraft, and we'll be back with Stock Watch tomorrow evening at 7:30. Have a good night. We'll be right back.